The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. The Resurrections and Eternal Judgment. We believe that the only hope of eternal life for mortal humans lies in the resurrection through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We believe that at the return of Jesus Christ, a resurrection to spirit life will take place for all who have been God's faithful servants. We believe that after Jesus Christ has ruled on earth for 1,000 years, there will be a resurrection to physical life of the vast majority of all people who have ever lived. We believe that after these people have had an opportunity to live a physical life, if they become converted, they, too, will receive eternal life. We also believe that those who reject God's offer of salvation will reap eternal death. The teachings on the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment are listed as two of the fundamental doctrines of Christianity leading to perfection and eternal life in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Without the resurrection of the dead, Christ would not be risen and our faith would be in vain. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. Human beings are mortal, with no inherent immortality. Furthermore, man is incapable of giving eternal life to himself, thus necessitating a resurrection. Moreover, we must understand that God is the final judge and determiner of a person's eternal fate. The Bible makes clear that there is no conscious awareness in death. See Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 5 and 10, and Psalms chapter 6, verse 5. Death is repeatedly compared in the Bible to sleep. See Job chapter 3, verses 11 through 17. Psalms chapter 13, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. John chapter 11. Verses 11 through 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, chapter 15, verse 51, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. No conscious immortal soul leaves the body at the moment of death, whether to go to dwell in bliss in heaven or to suffer unending torment in hellfire. These concepts come from false pagan religion and a misreading of Scripture. We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that the resurrection is the hope of all mankind. Resurrection means a raising up or rising. Biblically, it refers to the raising of the dead to life again. The Scriptures teach the resurrection of all who are in the graves, John chapter 5, verse 28. But there is an order in which all the dead will be resurrected. The Bible reveals that some will be resurrected to everlasting life, and others are to be sentenced to eternal death. Resurrections are possible because God has the ability to give life. God, through the one called the Word, who became Jesus Christ, gave life to the first man, Adam. Jesus has the same power to give life to a human being a second time. Both the Father and the Son have life within themselves. This inherent power of God can produce both physical and spirit life. God has power to resurrect one from the grave in physical or spirit form. Indeed, God has demonstrated that He has the power to resurrect to physical life and to spiritual life. Resurrections are also possible because Christ Himself has been raised. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. His resurrection as a living Savior made possible the salvation of all people. Thus, mankind would die and perish forever were it not for Christ's resurrection. God's plan for mankind's salvation requires the resurrection of all who die. See John chapter 5, verse 28. The Apostle John referred to three resurrections in Revelation chapter 20, one to eternal life, see verses 4 through 6, one to physical life, see verses 11 and 12, and one to death in the lake of fire. See verses 13 through 15. Although, the last verses cited here do not mention a resurrection specifically. The incorrigibly wicked of past ages, who have rejected God's offer for salvation, will need to be resurrected to be cast into the lake of fire. Let's consider each of these in turn. The first resurrection is called by that name. They lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Verses 4 through 6. This resurrection will take place at the second coming of Christ, when the righteous dead will be resurrected to immortality. Also see 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 52, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 through 17, called the resurrection of life in John chapter 5, verse 29. It is also referred to as a better resurrection, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35, because it is to immortality and rulership with Christ during the millennium. Then Christ will reward each according to his works, Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. While salvation itself is a free gift of God, not based on works, one's works demonstrate how much a person has grown in God's way of life and will be a factor in determining each person's degree of responsibility in God's kingdom. The second resurrection will take place at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ and the saints. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Revelation chapter 20, verse 5. This resurrection, also known as the general resurrection or great white throne judgment, is further described in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, evidently meaning the books of the Bible now opened to their understanding. Compare Luke chapter 24, verse 32. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, evidently meaning opportunity for being listed with the saved. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. That is, they are evaluated over time, according to how they live by what they then learn, not instantly condemned. John chapter 5, verse 29 calls this a resurrection of judgment, not of condemnation, as some Bible versions render the words here. The judge here, and in all such judgment, it should be mentioned, is Christ. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. John chapter 5, verse 22. This is because Jesus experienced life as a human being. See John chapter 5, verse 27, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. The second resurrection is a resurrection back to physical life. See Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. It will include the vast majority of all people who have ever lived, people who never knew God and his great purpose for them. It will be an exciting time when billions of people from all periods of history will come back to life. See Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24, and chapter 12, verses 41 and 42. While these people will have a second opportunity for physical life at this time, it will be their first opportunity for salvation and glorious immortality in God's family. They will be given ample time for learning and growing in God's way of life. Truly, God's plan includes everyone. He is not willing for any to perish, but that all should come to repentance and salvation. See 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Yet some, even with sufficient understanding and opportunity, will still refuse to comply. The third resurrection will take place near the conclusion of God's revealed plan for mankind. This will be a resurrection to physical life, of all those throughout past ages who, though fully aware of God's truth and purpose, have willfully chosen to reject His offer of eternal life. They will be brought back to be justly punished by death in the lake of fire, along with those who are unrepentant at the end of the second resurrection period. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, and chapter 21, verse 8. This is not a presently burning place of torment, but a fire that will burn on the earth in the future for only a time. As mentioned, our loving God gives everyone an opportunity to have eternal life and wishes no one to perish. But if people ultimately refuse to repent, the punishment is the second death, utter annihilation through incineration, ending their lives and existence quickly and forever. See Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. This is an eternal judgment and punishment, not because the torment goes on forever, as it certainly does not, but because the effects of the punishment are permanent. Those who die the second death will forever remain dead, having no possibility of a subsequent resurrection. The three resurrections reveal the order of God's awe-inspiring plan for all humanity. It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And that requires a resurrection for everyone who has ever lived. For more details, check out the free booklets, What Happens After Death, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach, and God's Holy Day Plan, The Promise of Hope for All Mankind.
Thanks for listening to The Resurrections and Eternal Judgment in the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.